Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Trying something new is scary because you have no idea what you're doing, you have no idea where to begin, and you have no clue on how it's going to help you. But trying something new has so many different rewards in it, because it forces you to do something that you're uncomfortable doing. It forces you to learn new information, new terminology, and new language for something that you like to be a part of, that for something that you will enjoy, for something that you can possibly enjoy. You see, when you learn something new, you have to be willing to go through the challenges to accept that it's new. You're not going to be as great at it. In fact, you can get better over time, and over time, you can improve the new. You can improve what you're doing. You can improve the better. You just have to keep doing it so that way you can improve as you are learning the new. See, learning something new or trying something new comes from learning and being revealed that there's new in here. There's something new for you. And when you recognize that something new is for you, now you start doing it for yourself. Hey, what's going on, everybody? If this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing tips, and podcasting strategies. Today, we're speaking about personal development and how this is going to help you not only just for your journey, but for you to be better within yourself, for you to have more confidence, for you to have an ideal of what you would like to do. And as you are establishing this ideal, you're willing to try something new. So let me go ahead and write this on the board that today we're going to be speaking about trying something new and the importance behind it and what can come from it when you put yourself out there in a way where it's going to force you to learn something that you're not familiar with. So let me go ahead and write, try something new. Try something new. Try something new. And the reason why this topic came across today is because I was listening to this podcast with Kevin Hart and Charlamagne Tha God. And as they were speaking with one another, Kevin Hart has been in the comedy business has been an entrepreneur for decades. And so they're doing an interview because Kevin Hart, he's starting a new film, a new show, and they're talking and they're speaking with each other. They're learning a better understanding of what the storyline is. And so as they're speaking about it, Kevin kept emphasizing something new. Like, he was willing to learn how to be a comedian. And as he's learning how to be a comedian, there's so many things that came from this. There's so many doors that opened from this. There's so many opportunities that came from this. And see, Kevin Hart understood that if he wanted to figure something out, he had to be willing to take a risk for himself. You see, when you try something new, you have to be willing to take a risk for yourself, because you're not going to always know the outcome. You just have to be willing to take that first step. I often say in previous videos and previous episodes that I've created is that you have to be willing to learn on the go, because as you are learning on the go, you're improving over time. You can't get better overnight. In fact, you can get better over time. Reason being is because you're learning something new. You're understanding what this new is, and you gaining a new perspective that will not only help you understand what this new is, but it will show you that when you continue to learn this new, not only are you getting better, but you improve with the knowledge that you have.
Because the knowledge that you have can grow. The knowledge that you have can be more established. The knowledge that you have comes from taking risk. So that's the first point I want to hit on is, first point is to take risk. Take risk. Take risk. Put an S at the end. And the reason why I wanted to speak, the reason why that's the first point is because if you're not willing to take a risk for yourself, it's going to be hard to know that you can do something for your future self. Reason being, because you don't see the outcome. You don't understand what the outcome can be or what it can possibly become. So when I started to do and try something new, right now I'm learning about finances. And I'm learning about finances in a way where it wasn't introduced to me as a kid. It wasn't necessarily spoken about. I mean, yes, we was told to be responsible as far as speaking about finances. Like, we wasn't necessarily talking about that. We wasn't speaking about that because it just wasn't a language in our everyday life. And since it's not a language in our everyday life, we wasn't speaking about it. We wasn't familiar with it. And so it's foreign. It's a foreign language to me where I don't understand anything around finances. So I'm so used to getting money in, and when the money come in, I'm used to hurry up and swiping my card, hurry up and paying things, buying things that will make the money be gone as quickly as it came in. And so I was talking to my brother Graham today, and as I was speaking to him, I'm like, so in a point in your life, have you ever came across a large sum of money? And then he was like, are you just talking about when I was a kid, or are you just talking about like when I'm older? I said, like, when you're older. He said, yeah, I came across the money. I said, so when you came across a lot of money, like, how did you like understand what came in? He said, man, I didn't. When he said that, I said, I'm not the only one that didn't understand. In my head, I'm like, I'm not the only one that didn't fully understand what finances were, what money is, like the importance of it. And so as I'm talking to him, previously I listened to another podcast. It was called I Am Athlete. And in this particular episode, it was this football player named Dontario. It was a football player that made $108 million. But he lost all of it within his time of playing in the NFL. And so as I'm listening to the conversation, as I'm listening to them talking, it was maybe five guys speaking amongst each other. And as they're speaking, they're talking about finances. They're talking about paying attention to your money. They're really speaking about the importance of money. Not only is money important to purchase things, money is important to have and understand. So when he said he had all that money, he was taking care of everybody else, but he wasn't paying attention to it. And so when he said that, I'm like, huh, that's different. That's different. So I'm not the only one that needs to start at ground zero and work my way up to learn more about finance and learn more about money and to try something new. Because as I'm trying something new, I have to be willing to learn the information. I have to be willing to intake what's been delivered to me. Because as it's been delivered for me, I have to understand why it's been delivered. And so even though he made $108 million, I haven't made nothing remarkably of that. But you at any level, you can start understanding your finances with what you have. And so since I'm trying something new, I want to be aware of my finances. I want to be aware about the money that I have rather than just spending it all at once. How can I save some money? How can I invest? Not necessarily invest right now. First, I just need to save. I don't even need to invest in anything. I need to invest in myself. And not any other company or real estate investment, anything of that nature. Reason being is because if I continue to invest in myself, if I continue to save, later on down the line, I will be able to do more with what I would like to do because I'm doing the basics right now. So I'm trying something new because I'm taking the risk to start paying attention to my finances. It's hard to pay attention to the money that I have because I wasn't used to paying attention to it. And even though I wasn't used to paying attention to it, I can't keep using that as an excuse because one day I'm going to have to look at my finances. One day I'm going to have to pay attention to my finances. One day I'm going to have to study what all am I spending my money on. Now, it's not like I have a lavish lifestyle. I spend my money on expensive things. It's the small incremental things, like as far as like candy. Like I'm constantly going to the store and get a bag of candy. I'm constantly going to the store and eat out. Like it's very small things, but the small amounts, dollar amounts, they add up. They add up so quickly, I don't even know where they be going sometimes. I don't even know where the money be going most of the time. It's like, how did I just have $100 and all of a sudden I have no money now? Because I wasn't paying attention to it. You see, since I'm trying something new, I have to be willing to be open about the learning that I'm going through, like the development that I'm experiencing, because it's a process. It's a process to understand the money that you have, the finances that you can work with. It's a process, because if you're not going through that process to try something new, how can you learn what the new is if you're not putting yourself in a situation where you can understand what the new consist of? You see, in this podcast, where I am athlete, they were speaking, they were just talking like, man, yeah, like we didn't come from this. We didn't come from money. We didn't come from like having money and paying attention to it. And then he was like, yeah, man, we was playing pro. We didn't have time to go and look at our finances. But we had time to go party. We had time to go have fun. We go have time to go hang out. And then the guy that responded in a good, amazing way. First off, he said, if you have time to go party, if you have time to spend time with your friends, if you have energy to put into anything else rather than football, you have time and energy to put into your finances. Because if you're not paying attention to it, who else is going to give you a perspective about it? Because if you don't pay attention to it, it can be gone. It can be gone. And it was pro football players that was in the interview. They said that they some of their money was gone. One of the guys, his name was Brandon Marshall. He said, "Yeah, man, when I got in the league, I just was saving. In my mind, I'm like, saving. You can save at any level. So as I'm learning this new information around money and finances, I have to understand what the language is. I have to understand what the terminology is. I have to be aware of what's being delivered and why it's been delivered that particular way. See, when you save money, to my understanding, you putting money away. It's kind of like I eat a whole bag of candy. Rather than me eating the whole bag of candy, I eat half of it. I fold that other half up, then I save it for later. And for later, I'm saying it could be a week. It could be for 2 weeks. In fact, I did this last week. I was eating some that was called Blue Sharks. And I ate half of the bag while I was in class. Towards the end of the class, when my introductory organization psychology class ended, before it ended, I finished the rest of the bag. Now, just imagine if I finished the first half. The first time, I could have saved the second half for the following day, or for the next day, or for the day after that, because I had enough for that moment, and then when I put it away, I was saving it. So I'm saving. I can save food, but I can't save money. I can save food, but I can't save money. There's something wrong with that dynamic. Something wrong with that issue, because in order for me to save money, I have to pay attention to it. In order for me to save food, I have to pay attention to it. So it's the same concept. It's just a different language. It's just a different skill that you have to focus on. So not only will I have to focus on it, I have to continue to learn more about it. So saving is just one thing. When I'm trying something new, I have to learn the basic information. I have to learn the terminology. I have to learn the language. I have to be okay with not knowing anything around finances. You see, the reason being is because the more I start to learn more about it, the more I start to pay attention to it, the more I'm able to recognize similar terminologies around different things, the more I can pay attention to it, the more I can learn it, the more I can understand it. Because if I keep using the excuse that I didn't learn this when I was growing up, as I'm growing up, if I keep using that excuse, I'm going to forever be broke. I'm going to forever not have no money because I'm not paying attention to the money that I have. So it wasn't the fact that I was irresponsible, because I'm taking care of all my bills. I'm able to pay my bills, but ever since after the bills, I'm not able to pay attention to it. Because I'm just thinking it's just money that I can just throw away. I'm just thinking it's candy that I can just eat. I'm just thinking it's food that I can consume all at once. Excuse me. Me and my lady, we go to the grocery shop every week. On the average, we probably spend $150. Excuse me. And so when we spend $150 on Sunday, that $150 is supposed to last us until next Sunday. But it's challenging to really understand what you have, because what you have, you're not paying attention to it. So even though we go grocery shopping, if we was to consume all of the food all at once, we wouldn't have nothing the following day because we're not paying attention to it. So now I have to learn more about it because I have to be aware of what I'm learning. You see, finances is a difficult situation. It's an uncomfortable situation because it's something that we didn't speak about. It's something that we wasn't aware of. It's something that we didn't really fully pay attention to because it's something that didn't catch my interest. It didn't spark my interest. What caught my eye was that I was playing football and I was learning the plays. But just like I was learning football, I was learning the position, I was learning how to play a particular role, I can learn new information. I can be open to trying something new, because as I'm trying something new, I can become better as a better person. I can develop more personally because I'm paying attention to something that I have, or that I used to have, or that I would like to have. Reason being, because when you start paying attention to it, you start to be aware of what you actually have around you. And this is so important because it helps you not be so quickly to throw away everything that you have. So if we go grocery shopping on Sunday and we just throw everything away, we just wasted the money because we're not even eating anything. And the reason why that's so important, because when you try something new, you have to understand that there's levels to go through. And as you're growing through it, you're understanding the language that's coming through, coming with it, that's coming forward, that's coming from it. Because when you identify something new, the skill that you have to develop, you have to start at ground zero. You have to build yourself up. You have to work your way through. You have to learn new information, because as you go through the process, as you go through the journey, not only are you learning something new, you are identifying what this new is and how it can help you in your life. You see, when you take risks, you have to be willing to take a risk and be embarrassed by the risk that you're taking, because you have to learn what you're doing. You have to identify what you're doing. You have to recognize that what you're doing is in your best interest, because your best interest is something that you are worried about. It's something that you pay attention to. It's something that you focus on. When you start focusing on taking the risk that you're taking will pay off a lot more than you can ever imagine. Reason being, because you have to be able to understand that there's levels to the risk. There's levels to the skill. There's levels to understanding what it even consists of. I saw this video a couple days ago. It said that to be good at one thing, to be a perfectionist at one thing, to develop a skill, you have to be willing to put 10,000 hours into one thing on a long period of time. Doing it consistently, doing it every single day, doing it repeatedly. Because if you are able to develop a skill within 10,000 hours, not only are you able to develop a skill, you're able to strengthen your knowledge around the information that you're willing to take, because the 10,000 hours is a lot of time to be dealing with, is a lot of time to have to build a skill. But it's doing it hour by hour, day by day, to know that this you are developing more than you can ever imagine. 10,000 hours, if I'm not mistaken, I'm just going to do the calculations. 10,000 hours divided by 365, that's 27. I think I did that wrong. 10,000 hours divided by 12. Let me see. I got to figure out how to do the calculations. Anywho, 10,000 hours is a long time. I can barely do the calculations on it. That's crazy. That's bizarre. But anywho, when you commit to taking the risk that you're taking, you have to be willing to try something new. Because when you try something new, not only are you learning the new, you identify why you're learning something new. When you learn something new, it's for you. It's to help you be better. It's to help you grow. It's to help you develop. The reason why I said earlier that this video was around personal development is because when you develop personally and try something new, when you try something new, you are building a skill for yourself because you are paying more attention to it. There's a theory. I saw a video a couple weeks ago. In this video, it says that, have you ever heard of the red car theory? It was an interviewer getting interviewed, and she asked the interviewer, how you heard of the red car theory? They was like, no, I ain't never heard of that before. Like, what does that consist of? She was like, okay, this morning when you got dressed and you came for work and you was in traffic, how many red cars did you see? He was like, I probably didn't see that many. And then she was like, okay, now say, you're getting ready for work, you about to get on the highway, you about to start driving. And I say, before you even get in the car and start your engine, and I mention, count the red cars that you see, and let me know how many you come with. And he said, okay. She proceeds to ask, do you think you would know the exact number from you knowing the amount of cars that you saw from me asking for you to pay attention to it? He was like, yeah. And he was like, and she was like, why? He was like, because I'm paying attention to it. Like, I'm actually counting the amount of red cars that I'm going through. And then she explained, oh, not necessarily going through, but I'm driving by. And so she further explains that when you pay attention to something that that your focus is on, you start to recognize that it's there. You start to identify what you're looking for and why you're looking for a particular way, because when you recognize that it's something that will help you, as it's helping you, you're paying attention to it. When you're taking risks for yourself, you have to be willing to pay attention to it, because as you're paying attention to it, you're trying something new. You're learning a skill, and the skill only comes from taking risks. You can take risks, and as you're taking risks, you're getting better. You're learning, and you're paying attention to it. The reason why you take risks to try something new is because this news is going to push you in a way that you don't even expect. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps and we was doing one of our physical tests. So it's called a CFT. What a CFT stands for is a combat fighting training, if I'm not mistaken. And so the physical test is something, it's very tiring, but you have to run it within 90 seconds, 2 minutes, because if you run over 2 minutes, then you have a horrible score. And so as I'm doing the physical test, as I'm running and exercising, I'm doing, it's called CFT if you like to look it up. I'm doing the exercise, I'm doing the physical test, but I'm exhausted. I'm trying to move my legs. I'm trying to run faster, but I can't run faster because my body isn't moving that fast. And so I remember one time I was just exhausted. I was just tired. And the drilling started to yell at me like, that's how fast you can go. Like you're moving slow. Like you're moving like a snail. And I just told him in my head, I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing because I was just trying to breathe. I wasn't trying to get into nothing. Nah, I'm trying to do this physical test and try to pass. But I was moving so slow because I was willing to take that risk. When you are taking a test for yourself, how you move doesn't matter. What matters is that you get to the finish line. I wasn't moving as quickly as everybody else. I was moving at a speed that was comfortable with me. And even though I finished at a good time, it wasn't the fastest time, but it was a time that I passed. I was able to pass. I passed the line because I finished the line. When you take the risk, you have to be willing to cross the finish line, because you have to be willing to show up and learn as much as you need to learn, as long as it will take. It's kind of running like a marathon. When you run a marathon, you don't run for 5 minutes. You don't run for 10 minutes. Depending on the distance of the run, you run for a long period of time. And as you're running a long period of time, you have to pace yourself. Just like running the 3 mile in the Marine Corps was another physical test. I had to pace myself for 3 miles. And when I turned around and came back for the other half, I had to keep that same pace. Because when you're taking a risk, you're learning your pace. You're learning what you're learning your skill, and you improve over time. Now, the first time I ran a mile and a half was a little bit challenging because I wasn't used to running that far. My second time running a mile and a half, it was a little bit challenging still because I was still wasn't used to it. My 10th time running a mile and a half, I got a little more comfort. I got a little more comfortable, but it still took me time because I was on my own pace. I didn't miss the time. I made the time, but I made the time at my pace. As you are taking the risk, take the risk on your pace rather than anyone else's pace, because if you're focused on everyone else's pace, your journey will be long because you won't be able to get there as quickly as everyone else got there. I mean, there's one guy, he ran a mile and a half in 11 minutes. If not 11 minutes, probably 10 minutes. And I ran a mile and a half probably in 12, 13 minutes. But he was moving. He had a pace that was faster than me. He had a pace that he can run longer than me. He had a pace where he can move and breathe longer. If I was to try to catch up to the guy that was running a 10 mile and a half, I would have tired myself out because I wouldn't be able to make it to the mile and a half point. Because I was trying to catch up with the Jones. I was trying to be connected with the person that's already running. Not necessarily connected, but compete against the guy at a faster pace. That wasn't my goal. That wasn't my intention. My intention was to be around myself and to push myself. Because these guys can run fast. I can't run that fast, but what I can do, I can run a decent pace. You see, when you take risks, you have to be able to move at a great pace. You have to be willing to move at a great pace that will show that you're moving in the right direction, but it's just gonna take you a little bit longer. And as it's taking you a little bit longer, you're on the right path. I remember when I was younger, staying in my hometown, Little Rock, Arkansas. I remember going out to play basketball or pick up basketball with my friends, right? And so we playing outside. It's like 20 kids out there. A lot of people can shoot basketballs. A lot of people can dribble. A lot of people can lay up. A lot of people just are athletic. And so I'm out there in the heat. I remember playing in the heat one time, and it was extremely hot. Excuse me. But as you're playing, it cools down, and it becomes hot, then cold. Cold and hot, hot and cold. So what happened was that we was playing basketball, and everybody around me was better at basketball, so they can shoot the basketball, they can dribble the basketball, they can lay up better, they can run longer. And so when I was on the team playing, it wasn't the fact that I was as bad as everyone. I just didn't have the stamina. But like everyone else, I was aware that I wasn't as fast, but rather than me being not as fast, how can I use it as my advantage? See, I took a risk to be around others who were great at basketball, but I didn't deny myself because the risk was saying that I could play just like y'all. And so I played my role, and as I'm playing my role, I'm laying up the ball rather than shooting threes. I'm not dribbling the ball, I'm passing the ball because someone can dribble a lot better than me. You see, when you take risks and you try something new, you have to be willing to work with others. You have to be willing to pass for assist in order to say, I need your help in this particular area because it seems like you've been doing it longer. It seems like you have a strategic way of doing things. I just want to learn. You see, when you take risks, you have to be willing to ask questions as you are taking the risk, because the risk that you're taking only gets discovered when you start taking it for yourself. You see, what's interesting about this journey, about learning something new, is that when you learn something new, just like I'm learning to pay attention to my finances, I'm learning to pay attention to my money, I'm learning not to spend on everything that I would like to have, but just to wait and start saving money, I have to be willing to go to someone who has already been in that position. Because when you take risks, yes, you're taking risks for yourself, but it's someone that has been in your position that can help and guide you along the way to help you have a better understanding of it. So when you have a better understanding of a path that you would like to go, as you are growing through it and discover the new information that's out here, the challenge comes from you thinking you know everything. The challenge came from when I thought I knew everything, when I knew nothing. And so I had to be okay with asking questions to those that I had no idea even understood what I was going through. It wasn't until I started speaking about it that helped me identify what it even was. So I'm going to look up the definition of saving, then I'm going to write, ask questions on the board. Saving definition. And it is an economy of a reduced, an economy of a reduction in money, time, or other resource. The money has saved, especially through bank or investment plan. So I'm going to write down on the board. The second point is that you have to ask professionals. That's what it's called. Ask professionals because they understand the risk that you're taking. Ask professionals. ALS. Ask professionals. The reason why asking professionals is so important is because they can assist you along your path. They can assist you along your journey because they know something that you don't understand. So when I started learning more about finances and learning more about money, my lady, she was my queen. She was like, she's in finances. So she paid attention to finances. But it was hard for us to really talk about it because I wasn't used to it. I wasn't used to it. And every time she starts to speak about it, I get triggered. I get closed off. I want to stop talking about it because it was hard to speak about money. It was hard to speak about finances. It was difficult. And I had to recognize that in order for me to actually personally grow or personally develop, I had to be willing to develop for myself to be able to talk about the hard conversation. Learning about money, learning about finances, pay attention to finances, pay attention to the money. It was difficult for me because I didn't know where to start. I didn't speak the language. I didn't know the terminology. And it was overwhelming for me to really understand what money even was. Like, what's the purpose of money? I just read the definition of saving. I can't remember what it said. So I'm going to read it again and say it in a commie or reduction in money, time, or resource. Nah, that ain't what I was looking for. I'm gonna put saving money definition. It says saving money is the act of setting aside money from your income for future use rather than spending it on current needs. Savings can be used for a variety of purposes. Short-term goals, long-term goals, emergencies, and then retirement. That's the one I was looking for. Reason being is because I had to learn what the definition was, what the terminology meant, and what's the reason behind it. Yes, you don't have it today, but why you can't have it in the future? See, when my queen was able to speak about finances, I'm thinking that it was hard because it was challenging. I was trying something new because I was becoming open to speaking about finances. And as I became open to speak about finances, I looked at myself. I said, Is it hard that I don't understand this? Is it abnormal? Is it not normal that I don't understand this? Or is it just something where I have to begin learning and continue to learn for the rest of my life? So I start to look at it differently. So the risk taught me that when you look at the information that you're doing or the something new that you're learning, are you learning for the moment or are you learning for the rest of your life? So the reason why I say ask professionals is because you have to speak to someone who constantly speak about finances on a daily basis because they're comfortable with it. They're comfortable with it and they've been speaking about it. So my queen, she's comfortable with speaking about finances because she was in the financial industry. I wasn't in the financial industry. I was in the military. I was in the Marine Corps. So the knowledge and the education is completely different, but I can't shy away from that. I can't run away from the information. I have to be willing to learn more about it. I have to be willing to pay attention to the money. I have to be willing to pay attention to the finances. Excuse me, and I also have to be able to have hard conversations. Speaking about finances, especially when I grew up in a small town from a single mother raising three boys by herself, I had to be willing to speak about something that I wasn't familiar with speaking about, but I had to learn how to speak about it in a way where I learned and really understood what it even consisted of. Because if I didn't understand it, I would never position myself in a way where I do understand it, because I don't understand it. I'm learning it. And so when you try something new, you have to be okay with not knowing with what you are speaking about, with what you are talking about, and why it even matter. I've been going to different professionals in different ways that can not only help me have a better understanding, but teach me the importance behind it. Me and my queen, we did an interview a couple of weeks ago, and it was called Fidelity. Well, it was a Fidelity Bank interview. At first, I'm like, I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Because let me tell you how the guy got us. He held two Starbucks cards up. My queen, she liked Starbucks, and I was going to get the Starbucks and give it to her. She likes Starbucks. I don't really vibe with Starbucks like that. I don't necessarily vibe, but she drink it often. She go there often. And so as we're walking, they hold the gift cards up and say, hey, all you got to do is just do an interview. If you do an interview, like he's pulling away as I'm trying to grab it, but I can't grab it because he's good. He was good. He said, all you got to do is just do the interview, then you get the two Starbucks cards. And I was like, okay, cool. What's the interview about? He say, investing, saving, and in a different form of finances. I'm like, okay, cool. Mind you, I'm not in the financial industry. My wife, she's in the financial industry. So as she's in the financial industry, I'm thinking the topics that they want to speak about, I don't necessarily talk about them like that. Like, I talk about them like in passing, but as far as like directly speaking about them, I don't talk about them. And so I'm thinking of different ways to get out of it. I'm like, yeah, man, like babe, you can go ahead and do it. Like, I don't want to do it. Like, it ain't my type of topic that I talk about. And she was like, no, I want to do it with you. Like, no, it's okay. We can do it together. I'm trying to think of every excuse. But no excuses coming out, because this is a hard conversation that needs to be held. It's not necessarily a hard conversation. It's just an interview where they're going to be asking us questions and we have to answer it. And so I'm like, okay, I'm in my head thinking like they're going to ask questions about investing. They're going to ask questions about savings. Like, I'm not really familiar with that terminology. I'm still learning. I'm still like in the beginning phase of learning. But I'm thinking of ways to get out of it. But my lady, she wasn't going. She wasn't going. She kept saying, yeah, hey, we're going to do it. And then she was like, you don't want to do it with me? I mean, it ain't the fact I want to do it with you. It's just that I don't talk about that. I don't necessarily talk about finances, but it was hard for me to speak about finances. So as we approached the interviewer, we're approaching them, and then we're just standing there. Okay, we're standing there, and now it's me, my queen to my left, and then the interviewer to my right. Then he started asking questions about investing. He started asking questions about saving. He started asking questions around money. So I'm like, I'm not sure about this. But I responded in a way where I was familiar with. It wasn't a fact when he asked me, so what does investment mean to you, or investing mean to you? I'm like, in all honesty, to me, you have to invest in yourself. Like, you have to put money in yourself to get educated, to learn, to develop. Because if you are not personally developing, how do you understand like what you need to invest in? I say first you need to invest in yourself, because if you're investing, I was using their terminology, if you're investing in yourself, you're growing, you're developing, you're personally developing for yourself. And then that was like, okay. Then my queen, she answered. She was like, well, investing is just like really putting money to the side and putting into like stocks and bonds and really just letting the money grow. You see, our language and the way we described it was completely different, because I wasn't familiar with talking about money. What I recognize is that the way you respond to a question is how you know how to respond to it. So if you're learning about it, if you are doing the work, if you are learning the information, what happens is that what comes out comes from you taking a risk on yourself. And you go around professionals that's constantly speaking about money, that's constantly speaking about finance, that's constantly speaking about this something new that you would like to try, because as they're speaking about it, you're able to learn how you can apply for yourself. So when she replied the way that she replied, I'm trying to think, how can I reply in the way that I need to reply? It wasn't coming to me until the question came and asked, until the question was asked. The reason being is because I asked professionals before this interview. Before this interview even, before I even got asked questions, I was already speaking to other individuals who were speaking about money speaking about money often. I went to this conference. It was called the Money Is Conference. Ironically enough, it's called the Money Is Conference. And so the guy that was on stage speaking, he was on stage speaking. As he's speaking, he's talking about money. But he's talking about money in a way where he's comfortable about speaking with it. He been doing it for so long. So as he's talking about money, it's hard for me to really understand. Like, how is he so comfortable with speaking about money or speaking about finances? Like, what's the secret? Why is it possible? You see, he was a professional financial something. He'd been in finances for 20 something years. He'd been in finances for a long time, which means he's a professional because he's been speaking about it daily. So then I really start to understand and really hear like what he's saying, what he's delivering, and what he's explaining, because what he's explaining is making some sense. So I'm writing notes, I'm taking notes, then I'm paying attention. And I get to a point where he gets to talking about, like, if you don't pay attention to your money is going to be gone quicker than you think. Because we're so used to the taxes. Like, it was an event around taxes. But at the time, like, taxes. Like, I don't understand nothing about that. What I did recognize was that when you start speaking about money, when you start speaking about finances, it's a different language. Like, it's literally a different language that you have to learn and be consistent in. Because if you're not consistent in learning this new information, the information that's present, the information that you are intaking is going to be confusing because you don't understand it. And so when you ask professionals, you get around people who are speaking about the thing that you would like to do, because the thing that you would like to do, someone has already done it. And so when someone has done what you would like to do, when you get around others who are doing what you like and have an idea for, that will show you the way and barriers to overcome when you get stuck. Because it's the language that you have to understand. It's the language that that has to be learned. I was telling my lady the other day, I was like, that's crazy. Like, money is literally a language. Like, if you don't understand the language, you don't understand money. I didn't understand the language, which means I didn't understand money. I still don't understand money, but I'm understanding money. I'm taking the risk to understand it because I'm trying something new. When you try something new, you're personally developing for yourself because you're challenging yourself. You're pushing yourself. You're encouraging yourself that you can do it. And even though you don't know what you're doing, you don't have to know everything. You just have to start at the bottom. You just have to start with where you are at. As you are starting with where you are at, you can develop over time. Starting is the most scariest thing, because how do you know you want to try something new? How I knew I wanted to try to start learning about money is because my money kept being gone. I'm like, how is this possible? How is this possible? That's how it's possible. Because I'm not paying attention to it. I'm not paying attention to it, which causes me to lose attention to it. What tends to happen is that when I get around professionals, they start teaching me how to pay attention to money. They start teaching me how to pay attention to finances, and they show me the importance behind it. Because if you're not paying attention to it, how do you know that you have it? If you're not paying attention to it, how do you know the importance behind it? Money is just as important as money is just as important as food, because if you don't have money, you can't survive. If you don't eat, you can't survive. I didn't say money was the root of all evil. What I said was that money is just as important as food, because if you don't have either of the two, it's going to be difficult to survive. Reason being, because you don't fully understand it. You don't fully understand it. And don't even go into no nutrition. I'm not even going to go into nutrition, but there's something new that I'm learning down the line as well. What I'm currently learning at this moment, at this time, is money. It's the importance of it. Why does it matter? Like, is it really evil? Is it good? Like, why does it have to be good or evil? Like, I'm constantly asking questions because I have a lot of questions I would like to be answered. Because it don't make no sense to me. Like, what is money? Like, why is money so hard to speak about? Why is money so hard to pay attention to? Why is finances so difficult to understand? Because I wasn't paying attention to it. I wasn't learning it. I wasn't developing myself. I wasn't prepared for the knowledge because the knowledge was so overwhelming. It takes real vulnerability to look at your finances and to recognize where your money is going. Where your money is going. And the reason being is because it's the money that's gone is already has left you. What you're looking at is looking at previous behaviors. And I learned I was looking at my previous behaviors on things that I was buying, things that I was putting my money on. And the reason why I didn't have a lot of money. I remember when I had first started working, I was working at the movie theaters. And at this time, I'm working at the movie theaters. So now, rather than being raised by a single mom and she's taking care of three boys by herself, when I get a job, she don't have to necessarily provide and buy me things because I can buy myself things. And then my twin brother, he started working at Burger King. And then my older brother, he was working somewhere. I can't remember where he was working at. But we all had a job. All three of us had a job. And so when I got my job, I started buying Jordans. Jordans was $207.10, like $207.10. And at the time, I'm thinking like, yeah, man, these Jordans is clean. These Jordans is good. These Jordans is phenomenal. Like, everybody got it. Like, I was around a lot of people that had somewhat a lot of money that had different shoes every single day. I'm like, how is it possible that y'all have that many shoes? Like, I only got a couple. And our shoes not even real. I remember my mama got our shoes off the side of the street. And I was grateful for them, you know what I mean? Like, I was grateful for them. I still wore them, but I didn't know the difference between real and fake. I'm just grateful for the shoes. I'm just grateful for to have something on my feet. And so I was around kids who had different pairs of shoes every single day. And I'm wondering, like, how do y'all have the money for that? Like, how are y'all able to buy that? Like, how? Like, y'all are my age. I don't have that much money. But they had different pairs of Jordans every single day. So I'm like, dang, man, that must be nice. Like, just to have different pairs of shoes. It's not, you don't even have to be Jordans. Just to have different pairs of shoes must be nice. And so when I got my first job, I was able to purchase my first pair of shoes, which were some Oxidots 14s. And I bought them with pride because I worked for this money. I worked for this money and everybody else got a lot of shoes. I'm going to have a lot of shoes because that seems to be the trend. And since I'm working, I can buy as many shoes as I would like to. And so it got to a point where I had maybe 11 pairs of shoes. 11 pairs of shoes, and them shoes kept getting expensive because my foot kept growing. My foot kept growing and I was playing football and I had to buy my equipment. I had to buy my cleats. But the money was gone because I wasn't paying attention to it. I was spending the money because the money was coming in. I was working for the money. And as I'm working for the money is going back out because I want to look nice. I want to have some shoes. I want to be presentable in a way where I'm working for this money. As I'm working for this money, it's showing that you're working for something. And so what I didn't recognize or didn't fully understand until I got older was that the kids who had a lot of pair of Jordans, they parents were buying them shoes. I said, oh, ain't this something? Y'all parents buying these shoes? Whole time I'm thinking y'all are the ones that's buying these shoes. No, the parents are the ones that's buying the shoes. And so what I start to recognize was that I was comparing myself because I wanted to catch up with everyone else. The last point I want to hit on is that to not compare yourself. Don't compare yourself. Compare yourself. Don't compare yourself. And the reason why you don't want to compare yourself because you're going to get in a You don't go down that rabbit hole of something that you don't fully understand. Like at the time when I saw all the kids wearing different pairs of shoes and different pairs of Jordans, like that was clean. Like, man, I wish I had those. I remember seeing the Black Cat 4s for the first time, and them jokers was crazy. I remember seeing the Lamborghini 14s. I think there's a shoe called that. The Lamborghini 14s. And then the Ferrari 14s. Like, there were so many different shoes that I was seeing that was good, that was clean. But I couldn't afford them. I couldn't afford them. Even though I couldn't afford them, I was comparing myself because one day, I'm going to have a lot of shoes just like these people. One day, I'm going to have a lot of shoes just like these kids over here having shoes. One day, that's going to be my focus. And as I got older, my focus did not stay on shoes because the shoes kept getting expensive by the year. Kept getting more expensive than anything. I remember one time the prices were $190. The prices were $190 and after taxes it was like $207.10. First off, that's a $17.10 increase from the retail price. The reason why I noticed so much is because I was interested in the shoes. I wasn't interested in the shoes because I wanted them. I was interested in the shoes because everyone else around me had them. My brother, he got a whole bunch of shoes. I remember he got a whole bunch of shoes. But he got his shoes from the thrift store. He got some of his shoes from the thrift store. But he was smart with his. He was smart with his. And what I recognized is that when I was comparing myself, I was saying that I wasn't good enough. When I was comparing myself, I was identifying that the next person's journey, what the next person has, is a lot more than what I have. And I would like to have what they have because they like what they have. I want to like what I have, so I want what they have. You see, when you compare yourself, you start competing with people who are not even watching you, with people who are not even paying attention to you, with people who are not even thinking about you. Reason being is because when you start comparing yourself, you're competing against yourself. Because you're competing against the information that you don't know. You're competing against the things that you don't have. You're competing against the things that's unfamiliar with you. Because when you compete, you have to be willing to identify why you're competing. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps boot camp training, as I'm in the Marine Corps boot camp training, it's time for us to go shoot at the rifle. Go shoot at the range. It's time for us to go shoot at the range. And so when it was time for us to go shoot at the range, they told us, like, yeah, man, so y'all get ready. We're going to go to the range at 4:30 in the morning. Then we're going to start shooting around, like, 6 a.m. Mind you, when you wake up at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning and go to the range and just stand there, you're just wasting time. And so in the Marine Corps boot camp training, you have to get taught how to shoot the gun, how to position yourself, and how to understand what goes into effect of shooting a gun, right? So when you in Marine Corps training or military training, you have to learn how to shoot a rifle, which means you have to be willing to train. You have to be willing to learn. And you have to identify what you are learning. So what happens is that you have to identify the way to, you have to be trained on how to shoot a rifle in military training. Reason being, because if you're not doing it correctly, you can hurt someone. You can potentially kill someone. You can potentially harm someone because you're not handling the rifle correctly. And so as I'm learning more about the rifle, we go through like a pre practice run where they're showing us like what a chevron was, what a chevron is. It kind of looked like this. It looked like this with like lines down, and it was showing us how to go about shooting it, or not necessarily, I'm sorry, not shooting it, but placing it in the middle of the circle. And what I did recognize is that when you have it and you position correctly, your breathe control matters, because as you're breathing, this little chevron thing is moving up and down. and it's moving up and down, but until you control the way you're breathing, now you gain control of what you're doing. And so when I start learning about how to handle and properly place my body with it, not only as I'm placing my body with it, I'm learning how to handle it correctly. And so as I learn how to handle it correctly, now it's time for us to qual. Now it's time for us to go to range and qualify, which means you have to be able to score a certain amount of points. And so as we begin to get on range and start the activity, as we're doing this, we are learning the scores. Like, the scores matter. If you don't score good, you'll fail. And so when I was qualifying, I was really competing. It was like 100 different people on the line. I was competing, but I was competing against myself. I wasn't comparing myself because I can necessarily see what the next person was doing. I just had to focus on myself. So when you focus on yourself, you have to be willing to not compare yourself to others, because everyone's journey is different. Everyone time frame that they experience something new is completely different. Reason being, because you have to be willing to compete with yourself rather than compare yourself to others. And when you compare yourself to others, you're not benefiting from that, because you are putting yourself in a place where you're competing for something that you can't get, right? And so what I learned is that when you identify what you would like to do and why you're doing it a particular way, you have to be willing to compete for yourself, because you have to take the risk. You have to be willing to challenge yourself, because as you're challenging yourself, you're able to develop, you're able to grow, you're able to learn in a way that will help you later on in life, that will help you succeed in this event, because this event is not going anywhere. With this something new that you learn, you have to be willing to be okay with not knowing everything. You begin to know and learn something the more you start to go along your journey, the more you start to go along your process. Because it shows that you are able to learn. It shows that the something new that you're learning is helping you in a way that's going to position you correctly. It's going to help you get better over time. And see, I want to look up the definition of saving again, because to try something new, you have to identify what you would like to try. Trying something new, meaning. Okay, here we go. And it says, trying something new can have many benefits, including mental wellness, neuroplasticity, growth. That was a big word. Okay, I'm going to read it again. Trying something new can have many benefits, such as mental wellness, growth, confidence, meaning and purpose, happiness, boredom from prevention, and self-challenge. You see, when you try something new, you have to be willing to understand that it takes time to fully know what you are doing. And even though it takes time to learn what you are doing, doesn't mean that you can't keep putting time to develop the know-how to, because when you K-N-O-W, how to learn this new skill is going to come to you more often, because you're constantly paying attention to it. You're constantly evolving in it. You're constantly being aware of it. I remember when I was younger, my twin brother used to be a lifeguard. And when he was a lifeguard, I used to go up there a lot, just to swim, just to hang out, just to be around. And so when I went up there sometimes, I remember we were swimming. I remember we'd jump off the diving board. I remember we'd jump in the water. I remember we'd just have fun when it's summertime, because it was something for us to do. So my twin brother, he can jump in the water and he can swim. Like, he's a phenomenal swimmer. And as he's swimming, he's moving at a pace where I can't keep up. And when it's my time to jump in, I jump in, but I'm jumping in all basic and stuff. Like, I jump off the diving board, I just jump straight in. Like, I'm not diving, I'm not flipping, I'm not doing none of that. But my twin brother, he was good at swimming because he practiced it every day. He paid attention to it every day. He focused on it every day. So I wasn't necessarily that good at swimming, but I was great at just having fun. I was having fun. I was trying something new because he can swim fast, and the new thing that I was trying was trying to keep up with him. And what I didn't recognize is that I was tiring myself out because I didn't put the practice in. There's a video that I saw a couple days ago, and it says that if you put 10 minutes, if you invest 10 minutes into something new, into learning something new, you'll be a whole lot better for a year to come because of the amount of time that you put into yourself. He said, if you only put 10 minutes into your practice, into a new skill, into a new development, within a year, you will be a whole lot better than the next person because you have done it for only 10 minutes. 10 minutes makes a difference because it shows that you're committed to just 10 minutes. 10 minutes is not 24 hours. 10 minutes is not even 60 minutes. 10 minutes is not even 30 minutes. It's 10 minutes. If you put 10 minutes into learning a new skill, the new skill that you are going to learn within a year, you'll learn a lot more than even anyone else who hasn't started. When you try something new, you have to be willing to take risks because the risk that you're taking is preparing you to know that you're doing something right. The risk that you're taking is identifying the right that you're doing in a way that's going to help you not only be consistent, but show that the information that you're learning a new information. You're learning a new language. You're learning a new skill because a skill can be developed over time. It can be developed over. It can be developed as you continue to do it. All it takes is just 10 minutes to be consistent. You just have to keep trying to be consistent so you can learn how to be consistent. Reason being, because when you take risks, you have to ask professionals for help who have been where you are currently beginning at. When I joined the Marine Corps, there's people who has been in the Marine Corps longer than me that's training new recruits. That's what we call new Marine Corps recruits, because someone who is a professional has years of experience. And so you go to a profession, you ask for guidance and you ask for help. And so when you ask for help, you can't compare yourself to others, because if you're comparing yourself to others, you're competing in a way where it's not going to benefit you even more. In fact, it's going to harm you more than you can ever think, more than it will help you, because you're not positioning yourself correctly. You see, when you try something new, you have to be okay with starting from ground zero, then working your way up. Because when you work your way up, you can learn a new language, you can learn a new skill, you can develop personally within yourself. And if you got value from this, make sure you leave in the comments, what is your biggest takeaway from the importance of trying something new, and what is one thing that you are going to start trying new? Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. And if you really got value from this, click this video right here to watch more videos on how to personally develop for yourself.